right, welcome back or welcome in for the first time. It's 10 Minutes with Tony. I am Tony Marino. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, happy weekend, whenever you're listening. I greatly appreciate you listening. A few months back, I did an informative edition of 10 Minutes with Tony on the theme parks as people were beginning to plan their summer trips to the theme parks. There's a heck of a lot going on here. So much to see, so much to know, so much to do. And most people leave saying, when we come back, we have to do this, that, and the other thing. So for all things theme parks, I'm once again turning to my good friend Shelly Karen, creator and purveyor of OnTheGoInMCO.com, a fantastic resource for theme park information here in Central Florida. Shelly has that same handle, OnTheGoInMCO, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And if you don't know, MCO is the handle given to Orlando International Airport, like LAX.
It is.
So, Shelly, here we are already, smack in the middle of the summer. I mean, it's hard to believe we're already looking towards August for people that are still trying to get to the theme parks for the summer. I already saw a back-to-school commercial, like for Kohl's or JCPenney or something. That just makes me so mad. I'm like, give the kids a chance, my God.
But, I know. I saw this. I'm like, I'm not ready for this.
They're already starting to talk about back-to-school, but a lot of people are still hoping to get their day at a theme park or a few days at the theme park. So there has been so much going on with the pandemic, the rules and regulations, the capacities. Let's talk about what people need to know right now if they still want to get to the theme park this summer. What kind of ticket deals are available? What are the must-see shows or attractions? And then we'll move on after that.
Yeah, absolutely. So there have been a lot of changes over the past, 18 months to how you get into our theme parks. And we just had a whole bunch of changes this week. So this is a really timely topic. Let's start at Walt Disney World. They have a park pass reservation system that is still in place. But what the great news is that we found out this week is they are opening more availability up. So if you have a single day ticket, an annual pass, or are going to the resort and you buy a ticket when you're there, there's a lot more availability for you to visit the parks. You still need to make those reservations, but it's easier than ever. And if you're going this summer, they've got all sorts of great things going on at Disney Springs. They've got the Flavors of Florida. They've got the Soulful Summer. And just at Epcot, they've started the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival earlier than they usually do in the fall to give people plenty of time to enjoy it. And you are not an annual pass holder and are looking for a ticket deal, if you're a Florida resident, they have their Summer Fun ticket that's as low as $54 a day when you buy 4 days at a time. Now, for that Florida resident ticket, you will need a valid Florida ID, but you won't have to bring in like your lease or your mortgage or any of those things. You just need to have that valid Florida ID.
Okay, so $54 a day if you buy 4 days, so it's basically $200, but you can 4 days, you can hit all of the parks, you can do everything.
Oh, absolutely. They don't need to be used in a row. They just need to be used by later on this year. So if you want to go a couple days now, you want to go next month, you have that opportunity to lock in that price of $54 a day.
At the time of us recording this podcast, at this point, Disney World is the only theme park left now in Central Florida that is still doing reservations. So let's talk quickly about Universal Studios. A lot happening over there, of course, and SeaWorld. They still have the electric ocean thing happening and all that.
Yeah, so Universal Orlando Resort is really riding high on their Jurassic Park summer. They've got the Tribute Store. They've just opened VelociCoaster. And while they haven't had reservations and they have, you know, gotten rid of their capacity limits, you're still going to want to watch their Twitter, which is at UniversalORL, because that is where they're going to share their capacity updates, as well if there are any operational things that are going on. And they're a really great resource. If you have any questions about visiting the park on Twitter, they are super active. Over at SeaWorld Orlando and Aquatica and Busch Gardens and Adventure Island, both of those over in Tampa Bay, they are not doing reservations at all. It is come one, come all. Make sure that you get there early because parking is running out, especially at those water parks. And while we did mention, you know, they are having electric ocean at SeaWorld, another thing that they're doing is that they're offering free beer for those that are over the ages of 21 years old. All you need to do is take your ID to Mama's Pretzel Kitchen between the hours of 11:30 a.m. and closing of the park for a complimentary 12-ounce beer.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do not want to leave out the free beer. That's a big draw for a lot of folks.
a nice little refreshing thing.
That's really true. I mean, keep in mind, it is hot, and you will enjoy that beer more than ever, probably. So the other day, I drove past, I want to say Summer Breeze, Summer Winds. I don't remember exactly what the name of it is, but it's the newer Universal hotels that are on the other side of I-4.
Endless
Summer. It was the first time I was in that area, and I was like, wow, look at these hotels. They're basically brand new. They're very new. They're very clean. They're very inexpensive. So if you are planning a trip to Universal and you're on a budget or whatever, those would certainly be hotels to check out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are great hotels for those that are on a budget or looking to, you know, move their budget around, maybe spend more in the parks. They have regular rooms as well as suites. They have little kitchens in some of them. And what makes them great is even though they are value, you still get a lot of the perks that you get at the other Lowe's hotels. You still get in an hour early, and there is complimentary transportation.
They're basically right on International Drive, so if you're not at the park, you know, later in the day, I mean, you can just Uber or Lyft, you know, a half a mile down the road, you're in the middle of International Drive, all the stuff that's going on over there, Icon Park and all that. So a lot of people now, whether they've done a summer trip to the theme parks or not, a lot of people are now looking towards the holidays. Disney actually already unveiled some information about this holiday season coming up. We will cover that in depth in another podcast. But of course, before we jump all the way to Christmas, we have Halloween coming up. So tell everybody what they need to know to plan now to get involved in the Halloween stuff.
Right. So Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Orlando is coming back. There's going to be 10 terrifying haunted houses, 5 scare zones, and so much more. And that is going to start at September 3rd at the Universal Orlando Resort. And this last week, we found that the classic houses that they're going to be bringing back are The Bride of Frankenstein Lives, which I know I'm really excited about because they do those classic movies so well. And they're also bringing back Texas Chainsaw Massacre House with some new twists. So if you haven't seen that one, or if you didn't see The Bride of Frankenstein in the Universal Monsters House, this is going to be a great way for you to see them. But if you're not into the scary stuff, the After Hours Boo Bash is taking place at Walt Disney World. Now, this starts on August 10th, so a little bit earlier. And this is going to be an opportunity to have the Magic Kingdom with less capacity, as well as fireworks. And
you said this starts on August 10th. So if you're going to Disney like on August 15th, 20th, you're already seeing Halloween stuff.
You're going to be knee deep in Halloween already on the 15th. I mean, it's going to be up before August 10th. I mean, it is crazy how early the Walt Disney World Resort starts Halloween, but there's a definite need for it because there are a lot of dates earlier in the run that are sold out or close to sold out.
All right, and before we run out of time, because this is only 10 minutes with Tony, we have Halloween stuff happening at SeaWorld and even Legoland, right?
So Brick or Treat is returning at Legoland Florida for the 12 and under set, trick-or-treating, fireworks, great shows. I love Brick or Treat for younger kids. And this year, SeaWorld Orlando is getting in the mix with Howl-O Scream. And they just announced their first haunted house, which is going to be Dead Vines, and a really cool themed bar experience called the Poison Grotto.
All right. That is theme park expert Shelly Caron with On The Go and MCO. Check out her website. Check out all of her social media. She has lots of great information for you there. The best advice we can give you is to plan ahead. And once you get to the parks, once you're actually here vacationing and park going, get up early and get going as early as you can. Shelly, thank you as always. You know, I was thinking if only my name was Frank, I could call it 15 minutes with Frank.
But, give us a little bit more time.
Right. 10 minutes with Tony sounds better than 15 minutes with Tony.
Shouldn't have the same ring.
All right. Shelly, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you as always.
Oh, thanks so much.
And thank you so much for checking out another edition of 10 Minutes with Tony. I really appreciate that. And I really hope that this information helps you if you are planning a trip. There is a lot of information to know. And the more planning you can do, the more organized you can be, the better your trip will be, the more fun you will have. In the meantime, be safe.